Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Oh, that's illegal. We just used the song of the day for our lead in to today's show.
It was yesterday's back to school. Song of the day.
Monday.
It was yesterday's Monday song of the day.
Oh, so we're going to do this all day long.
Yes.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Well, it's Wednesday. It's also hump day. Did you know that?
Woo-woo!
August 7th, episode 1465. I got some coaches' shows coming up and some, you know, Thursday show.
At our new time, 9 a.m.
For the coaches' show.
For the coaches' show, yeah. Not our new time.
Thursday night show still is 6. And our first prep game's in 15 days, or Brian's is.
Ooh.
Ah. Oh. And we're back in school today. This is just a 2-hour day, right? Or
yeah.
Okay. Then it starts for real.
Find out who your teacher is. Put on your new sneakers.
Come home, relax, and then go back tomorrow.
Yep.
Glad to see y'all are in agreement. Well, I'm going to get away from all of that today, this morning.
Oh.
I've got a list. Got a countdown list.
Your kiss.
You won't be able to find it.
List.
Oh, we haven't used that one in ages.
No, we've been too busy using What's Happening. Anyway, these are the 10 most rewatchable Bruce Willis movies.
Oh, good.
Oh, still no music. Okay, I was waiting for it.
Have you seen any of his new movies?
The last ones before he got sick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were
He
terrible.
Made like 30.
Yeah.
Just like he was racking in that money.
Yeah. Well, don't blame him.
I don't either. That's exactly what I'd do.
Number 10 on the list, Blind Date. If you've seen Blind Date.
I have not.
Okay, that's a pretty good movie. Kim Basinger's in it. It's a comedy, and he's kind of a straight guy, really.
Ah.
She's the funny one in the movie. Number 9, Look Who's Talking. I know you've seen it.
I have seen that one. It's been a long time.
I really thought that was a good movie. I really did.
That was the one where the baby talked?
Yeah, he's the baby.
The baby doesn't talk. The baby's just, it thinks, like you're hearing the baby's thoughts, right?
Yeah.
And that's his voice, I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Number 8, Death Becomes Her, 1992. That's with Meryl Streep. That I wouldn't recommend. It's not that great.
But it's on the list of most rewatchable.
He kills both of them or something. They come back to life or something, or something like that. Number 7 is The Sixth Sense.
That's a weird movie.
Yeah, weird movie.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, and he did another one that came in at number 6, Unbreakable.
Unbreakable's pretty good.
Is that where he's, they think... almost like a comic book hero or something, or
yes. So Unbreakable is the one with the man, Samuel Jackson's in it, and he's like can't feel pain or something like that. I don't remember.
And it's due to a comic book thing. The final,
the end of it is like he's becoming a real life superhero or something.
Interesting.
It's pretty good. It's not a bad movie. It's not. I wouldn't call it a comic book movie. Because it's not really like, it's still weird.
Number 5 is Red 2, 2013. I've seen that. It's both of those Red movies are good.
What is that about?
They're like spies. They come out of retirement.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Helen Mirren was in one of them, I think.
Uh-huh.
Number 4, here we go. Now to the big nitty gritty. Die Hard with a Vengeance. And that's the one with Samuel L. Jackson in it.
That was the first one he shaved his head, right?
Was
the first bald Die Hard?
I don't think so. No.
Mm.
No. That came after. That was the next
one.
Armageddon, number 3.
Great movie.
Everybody remembers the song, too. Ben Affleck, one of his better performances. Let's see. How much time do I have? Okay. We got it. Number 2, Pulp Fiction.
Great movie.
You know, I've seen Pulp Fiction, but... I've seen it in bits and pieces. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing. And
the first time I saw it, I was like, this is fine. And then during COVID, I think, they played it at Premiere 6 and went to see it at the movie theater, and it was like a whole different experience. It's a really good movie.
That's the one with Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson. Okay, and the number 1 movie, The Fifth Element.
Ah, Fifth Element is a good movie.
1997, it is a good movie. That's a futuristic one, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very fun.
I thought Die Hard, the first one, would have been on that as his biggest, but I guess not.
Die Hard is a great movie. I don't know that I would call it rewatchable, though. Maybe so. You know?
Die Hard with a Vengeance is pretty good, but The Fifth Element's really good.
The Fifth Element's great.
I think it's underrated, really.
Yeah.
In his career. All right. Well, that's the 10 most. If you want to go rewatch a Bruce Willis movie, don't watch the last ones he's made the last 5 years.
No, skip them.
For sure. And it's 6:17. We're going to check the weather now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 94 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. Winds north 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs make it into the middle 90s. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 73. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone.
Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best.
But not just any TRT.
Not those websites offering only basic treatments.
You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center.
They offer advanced personalized treatments
with over a decade of experience.
At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes.
Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online.
lowtcenter.com.
Low T Center.
Inventing men's healthcare.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Maples Realty and Auction offers a variety of auction services, including home, estate, land, farm, bank-owned property, equipment, and personal property auctions. Get in touch for a free, no-obligation analysis to determine if the auction method is best for you. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Toots. Come on down to get your chicken fingers and curly fries with homemade barbecue sauce. It's classic and perfect.
Well, that's coming from a guy who certainly would know. Keep the local tradition going. On Friday Night Football, come to Toots before or after the game. Now there's four locations to choose from.
Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Good food and fun!
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
At the Olympics, the U.S. men's basketball team won its quarterfinal game over Brazil easily, 122-87. Devin Booker, 18 points. Anthony Edwards, 17 points. They were part of six different players in double digits for the U.S., who advances to the semifinals to take on Serbia on Thursday. U.S. women's soccer team won its semifinal match as Sophia Smith scored an extra time to give the U.S. a 1-0 win over Germany. Up next, the gold medal match on Saturday against Brazil. In baseball games of note, White Sox snapped their 21-game losing skid with a 5-1 win over the A's. Battle of division leaders saw the Phillies beat the Dodgers 6-2. Astros over the Rangers 4-2. Houston starter Framber Valdez one out away from a no-hitter. Corey Seager, though, a two-run homer for Texas to spoil that. Houston, though, moves a half game back of Seattle for first in the AL West, with the Mariners losing to the Tigers 4-2. Yankees and Angels were rained out in the Bronx, but the Orioles lost to the Blue Jays 5-1. That put New York into the top spot in the AL East, a half game up on Baltimore.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back. It's 21 minutes after 6. We weren't gone very long. And coming up, we've got a CBS News update followed by local news, as we always do in the early mornings. We're checking some sports. We're doing some traffic later on as well. And going to be a little hectic at school today now.
Get up.
I mean, you better get there early or you're going to be sitting in line at school. I mean, it's a hectic day, even though it's just a two-hour day.
Get up.
Well, and it's hectic because everybody's out of their rhythms and habits.
But everybody gets to school really early, too. Uh-huh. And well, I used to tell my teachers, you come in an hour early, I'll let you leave an hour early. And that worked out perfect. They were all there by 7 o'clock instead of 7:30, ready to go. And so, anyway.
Ready for those early arrivers.
Yes, and they come in. They, yeah.
So the doors open, they're coming in.
My custodian used to hate that day. He said, I can't believe I've got to open the doors. I said, dude, we open them at 6:45 every morning. So, anyway.
They're just usually not there at 6:45.
They're just usually not people standing at the door for you to open it. That's right. Okay, song of the day. We're going back to school. Rock, rock. That's from the movie Rock and Roll High School, and that's the Ramones. Have you ever seen the Rock and Roll High School?
Not the movie. I don't think so. Yeah. Heard the song a lot.
Well, it won't be something you need to have to go out immediately and watch.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, good.
But that's number three on our list today. Got two more coming up tomorrow and Friday. Unfortunately, Dalton won't be here to listen to it.
Darn.
Well, maybe he could at work and put it on. Well, no, he's watching the Olympics.
I'm sorry. You've never watched TV on the background?
I used to it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you
giving
still,
me a hard time about the
you
Olympics.
You still work.
It's my national pride you're talking about.
Speaking of national pride, Melissa Bryant Middleton, somebody to be proud of. She's today's good neighbor of the day, as this is her first day as principal at Northfield Elementary. Melissa is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan's Flower Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Isn't that going to be great? Her first day of school, she's going to get flowers.
Yeah, and I bet the doors are already open at Northfield. We're getting close.
Not yet.
not just yet, probably. She's probably there, though. If you want to send in your birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those this morning, by the way, for this August 7th, 615-893-1450. Call or text. And if you text neighbor, you can also send in a good neighbor of the day nomination to us. We'd love to hear from you.
This is a little bit of a weather fact today. Did you know that the average cumulus cloud weighs more than 70 adult T-Rexes?
Wow.
Which is a weird metric to measure, but it's how they used to measure it. So clouds are heavy is the point.
I don't even know how big a T-Rex is, how much it weighs, but it's holding all that water, you know.
Yep.
Let's take a break. It's 6:24.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. As the summer is ending, football is beginning. The Tennessee Valley Authority's STEM classroom grant program for science, technology, engineering, and math education is now open for applications through September 15th. The program is providing $1.5 million to fund STEM learning projects in classrooms and schools across TVA's 7-state service area and is sponsored by TVA in partnership with the TVA Retiree Organization, Bicentennial Volunteers, Incorporated. More details are available on our website, WGNSradio.com. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders take on their cross-state rival Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles in the 2024-25 season home opener at MTSU's Floyd Stadium. It's August 31st at 6 p.m., and it'll be the first game for new head coach Derek Mason, hired in December of 23. Chip Walters, the voice of the Blue Raiders, recalls the rivalry between the two schools from his time as a student.
In those days, the level of the creativity in the rivalry was outstanding. And even during, you know, my days living in Smith Hall in 1981 and 82, there were things going on.
The Blue Raiders hold a 36-31-7 all-time series lead over the Golden Eagles. You'll be able to hear the game with Chip Walters and Joe Dubin on WGNS and WGNSradio.com. The annual Hummingbird Festival will return to Murfreesboro later this month at Barfield Crescent Park. The event is free and runs from 7:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. August 31st. News on demand 24/7 at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've got to remind you now, traffic's going to be a little hectic this morning. If your usual time of getting through between 7, the hours of 7 and 8, it's going to be probably eye-opening to see the traffic.
So, slow down in those school zones.
Very much so, that's for sure. This time of year, you know, we're getting close to Christmas, and then everybody has a New Year's resolution. But I was counting calories there for a while, and Dalton, you've had a really, really good experience with counting calories. Back in the old days, calorie counting was one of the earliest ways to lose weight.
Well, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason we gain weight is because we're eating more calories than our bodies are supposed to be
correct.
Eating. So it makes sense to me. And I've been doing pretty good. I'm going very slow. My calorie intake is still pretty high, but it's lower than it was. And just watching it has helped me. You know, I'm not losing a ton, 1-2 pounds a week, but I'm in pretty good standing. I haven't gained. So.
So totally, how much have you lost?
10 pounds.
Okay, it's good.
Yep.
And you're keeping it off, doing it this way.
Yes, yeah. And the app on my phone tells me that I should be at my target weight by October. So,
wow, that's pretty good.
We'll see how it goes.
So what is your target weight, do you mind me asking?
190.
190. Well, yep. Yeah, okay. So how many pounds you know? Oh, never mind. We'll find out how much you weigh right now, aren't I? So, Brian, you're on the
Seafood diet.
The Lunchable diet?
Seafood.
Seafood?
Yeah. Seafood, I eat it.
Ah.
It's not been going well.
You haven't gained anything, though. I can't tell. I can't tell that you've gained any weight.
Well,
so
he wears big shirts. I also wear big shirts.
You know, I get to all these people that are on Ozempic and Wegovy and Jardiance. I get really, it's almost frustrating because if you don't have blood sugar problems, you know, you can't get it.
Oh, you can just get them now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Where?
Most doctors will prescribe it to you. If you just say, hey, I've been trying to lose weight for a while and nothing's working, can you give me a prescription to Ozempic?
Well, will they say go back to your drug addict, junkie guy? Or
the I mean, they passed some laws
trouble
with
is
it.
Getting it, finding it, right? If
right.
It's still in supply.
Yeah, they passed some laws and they've basically said, yeah, you can prescribe this just for weight loss. So
awesome. That's news to me.
There
that's
was
good.
A time when there were so many people using it and those who took it for diabetic purposes couldn't get it,
right?
But I think that's all
they've
leveled
increased
out
it now.
They've increased their production, I guess, and now maybe move some people off of that for diabetic reasons.
Some of those things do have side effects. I mean, you know, you gotta be careful
for sure. And the problem with that is if you're off of it, then you put the weight back on typically,
right?
If you're not making, which is true of any diet, I guess, but it's just a tough thing.
But I think you inject it, don't you?
Mm.
In your tummy.
Ooh. Well, that's the biggest, most protected place I've got is my tummy.
It's not a big needle. I've done the different kind,
yeah.
Trulicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues
is at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
1782, George Washington creates the Purple Heart Medal. Original name was Badge of Military Merit as Commander of the Continental Army.
It's got his silhouette on it now.
In 1963, Jacqueline Kennedy becomes first U.S. First Lady to give birth since Mrs. Cleveland, since Grover's wife.
Wow.
Don't they call him Grover Jr.? I don't know. I need to look that up. 1997, Garth Brooks performs a free concert in New York City's Central Park for HBO. Well, that's your boy, isn't it?
Yeah. Love me some Garth.
2004, Cubs pitcher Greg Maddux enters the history books with his 300th career win, excuse me, in the Chicago's 8-4 triumph versus San Francisco. 2009, TikTok single released by Keisha. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. That was a song of the year in 2010. And in 2018, Crazy Rich Asians, the first Hollywood film with an all-Asian cast starring Constance Wu, premieres in Los Angeles. And that's today in history. Coming up, we've got more of the Wake Up Crew, including celebrity birthdays. Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew. Brandon Brooks coming up next.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 7th, 1965. Herman's Hermits hit the top of the charts with
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am.
This date in 1970.
Soul Train.
The debut of Soul Train on a Chicago TV station.
You know.
This date in 1974.
We are just about the friendliest folks you would ever want to meet.
Faye Dunaway marries Peter Wolfe of the Jay Giles Band. They divorced 5 years later.
Get away!
And this date in 1976, Elton John and Kiki Dee go to number one on the charts with
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 94 degrees. Winds west northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. Winds north 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs make it into the middle 90s. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 73. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Cleveland continues on this crazy truck crash that happened earlier on I-40 eastbound here in Wilson County. It's going to be just past 8:40. Again, this has got traffic a mess out here. Of course, now it's building westbound. A lot of rubbernecking going on as they drive by the crash scene there on I-40. Again, just west of 840 there going eastbound on 40. Traffic's on the increase down 65 through Millersville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. AmeriCare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Don't forget the Legacy Gathering for the Woman's Club of Murfreesboro is this Saturday night from 5 until 8, and that's over at Oakland's Mansion. So let's get behind the Woman's Club of Murfreesboro and attend the Legacy Gathering, 5 until 8 this Saturday night at Oakland's Mansion. Coffee and conversation about local history every Saturday morning from 9 until noon at the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse. This service from the Rutherford County Historical Society is all free. And Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Do you like peach cobbler? The third annual Peach Cobbler Festival is from 9 until 4 Saturday at the Lane Agri Park. This Saturday, Walter Hill Elementary School celebrates its 100th anniversary. If you went to Walter Hill, you need to be there this Saturday from 11 until 1. The classic Arsenic and Old Lace starts next week over at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. For more Good Neighbor events, check our website, WGNSradio.com.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
Charlie Pitts. Save
the life. Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts. Well,
Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone. Don't wait. Get checked by the experts at Low T Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy, or TRT. And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy. Shipping directly to your door. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy. 6:39 coming up. We've got, a look at Man on the Street Newsmakers, one of my favorite segments. Dalton, I'm a little bit... I'll probably never do a dad joke ever again after yesterday's slashing... Not of the joke, but of my performance doing the joke. So, anyway, it's you. It's back to you now.
You got that one. I thought you did a fine job, John.
I thought it was nice that I gave you a day off.
It was just a little give and take, a little, you know,
yeah,
well, a little fun moment. Yeah,
we're going
to
give a little give and a little take here today, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
More give or more take?
More take. Go for it.
You know, Bugs Bunny won't accept files in Google Docs.
Really?
Yeah, he only takes WhatsApp doc.
I shouldn't have said anything, should I? Because now no matter what I score this.
I didn't say anything.
WhatsApp doc.
This might be a first. I hated that joke. Just for clarification. This might be the first zero ever awarded on the dad joke of the day.
Well, your scores don't count.
The way you talked to me yesterday, it ought to be a zero, too. I'll give it a one.
What's up, Doc?
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris and her new running mate, Tim Walz, make their Democratic ticket on the road to battleground Michigan and Wisconsin after their first joint rally in Philadelphia last night.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so,
Thank you for bringing back the joy.
Prosecutor Wesley Bells beat the Democratic incumbent congressional squad member Cori Bush in Missouri's primary.
Running a positive message is the right thing to do.
Bell was targeted by pro-Israel groups after calling for an early ceasefire in Gaza. Police in New South Wales, Australia, accusing a man of stealing $63,000 worth of limited edition $1 coins linked to the popular children's TV show Bluey.
The theft of these coins have deprived a lot of young children and members of the community from having access to these coins. So we're doing our absolute best to try to recover these coins and put them back into circulation.
They're selling online for 10 times face value. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan.
The Tennessee Valley Authority's STEM Classroom Grant Program for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Education is now open for application through September 15th. The program is providing $1.5 million to fund STEM learning projects in classrooms and schools across TVA's seven-state service area and is sponsored by TVA in partnership with the TVA retiree organization, Bicentennial Volunteers Incorporation. More details are on our website, WGNSradio.com. Congressman Andy Ogles confirmed the FBI seized his cell phone. Ogles, who survived a primary challenge from Metro Councilwoman Courtney Johnson on Thursday, said in a statement that the federal investigators were looking into his finances. Ogles added that he'll be cooperating with the FBI, as he claims to have been doing with the Federal Election Commission. Ogles has represented the district since 2023. He's a Tennessee native who lives on a farm south of Columbia. District 5 includes Lewis, Murray, Marshall counties, and parts of Davidson, Williamson, and Wilson counties. As the Republican primary winner, he'll face Marianne Albafalsi, who's unopposed in the Democratic primary, and three independent candidates. The annual Hummingbird Festival will return to Murfreesboro later this month at Barfield Crescent Park. Parks and Recreation Director Rachel Singer says the festival is also part of an ongoing study to get a better understanding of things like the two migration periods for the birds.
To see if the return hummingbirds are coming back, but all the ones that we capture humanely get a little bracelet and we release them right there. The whole process takes less than 5 minutes.
The event is free and runs from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. August 31st. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Helen Alexander, what do you enjoy most about Adams Place?
Well, I like it because I'm well taken care of and I'm not afraid at night. And I lived by myself 18 years after my husband died, so I feel safe here. I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place. Very blessed.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system, and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need. Staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is now 6:50. What?
48.
6:48. Okay. I was close. Well, I'm glad I brought that up. I'm glad I made that mental error because at my age now.
Well, people don't understand. We don't have a clock in the studio. We have a countdown timer. We're relying solely on our informational sheets.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we get things wrong.
Well, there's a little clock in the very
tiny,
small
but it's
corner.
Not like big they have and a, obvious.
They have a clock up there, but it's in military time. So that makes it a little rough.
Oh, that's true, too.
You know?
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. I like the one that is actually the analogical?
Analog
yeah. Clock, yeah. And but it's not on while we're on the air.
But because this show, we run it so tight, we use a countdown timer.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
know when we're
so
supposed to be
on. So we know how long we're
off.
Supposed to talk. Right. We just don't know what time it is.
Correct. We do have sheets, information sheets, that have what time it starts and what time it ends, but it's hard to know sometimes.
I don't know. It really worries me sometimes, though, at my age, when I can't remember something or remember a name or remember what time it is, that, you know, I get freaks me out a little bit, you know, because you're getting where are my mental faculties what they once were?
Yeah, you've said that three times in a row now, so I'm a little concerned as well.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'm worried about Steve, too.
Steve?
Oh, John, sorry.
I could leave this show right now, walk out, and I could also quit doing sports, and I would be replaced within 15 minutes. I do understand that.
Maybe.
Well, it was a play on what you were saying.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
You
might
Steve.
Be replaced on the air, but you'll never be replaced in our hearts.
You know what? That is so sickening. Yeah. I mean, we're going to go there, huh? We're going to go there. What are we doing here? Oh, yeah. I'm not losing it. I got it together.
You just said we were doing today in history, John. Come on, get it together.
That's not
actually
it, though,
celebrity birthdays. Don't confuse him.
Well, his problem is he never listens to any of this.
That's true. I don't know what time it is.
He tunes this out.
The second a segment's over, I've forgotten we did it.
You have to go. You have to either turn on a light bulb or something. You got to go, Dalton, and then he's you know, then he'll talk.
You got to shake your keys at me. Come here. Come here, buddy.
Here's a treat.
Here's a treat.
Go to the microphone.
Good boy.
Woo. All right. Celebrity birthdays.
It's birthday time. Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
I have to let it play out. I have to hear that end, you know. It kind of gets you going. Get the blood.
Blood
circulating.
Flowing?
Blood going, yeah. Blood flowing.
I got blood.
You're wearing your headphones a little differently today. That's what's freaking me out, I think.
Better?
Yeah,
I've got to pull it down so it covers my ear.
I notice you two have nice microphones, and I don't. All right, ready?
We have, John, me and you have the same microphone. Are you okay?
Oh, really?
Talking about headphones, I think.
Oh, we don't have the same microphone as he does.
No, he's got a fancy, yeah.
No, I don't like this one.
Okay, you've got something you're holding. You're holding a piece of paper in your hand. Are you going to do the birthdays?
No, but I have to follow along.
Oh.
For sound effects purposes.
Mata Hari was born on this date.
I do not have a sound effect for this one.
1876. A Dutch exotic dancer. Okay, 1927, Carl Alfalfa Switzer, American actor. He was in the Our Gang comedies back in the 30s.
Not to be confused with Alf, the alien.
No, this was Alfalfa. Yeah. And he died in 1959. They had a really rough life after the Our Gang. 1942, here's one of my favorite singers, B.J. Thomas.
The blues they sent to meet me. Won't be long till happiness steps up to
What a unique voice. I mean, he had a really unique voice.
Of course, most famous for Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was 3.
It was 2. Okay. It was when he loses his powers.
Oh, yeah,
when
he gets
all happy, eats the hot dog.
Yeah, that was good. In 1960, David Duchovny, American actor of The X-Files.
There's something out there.
Yeah, I bet you watched that, didn't you?
I've not seen The X-Files.
I never watched it.
The first few episodes, and I just didn't really get into it.
In 1975, Charlize Theron, the South African actress, Cider House Rules, Mad Max, and Monster. Must be Mad Max.
That is the theme to Mad Max Fury Road. Yep.
All right, and that's a look at celebrity birthdays, local birthdays today. Dan Russell, Jim Harding, Rachel Schramm, John Hinkle, Larry Williams, Kelly Northcutt, Ricky Gannon, and Bobby Harding.
Ah, pretty good list so far. If you want to add to that list, August 7th birthdays or anniversaries for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450. Call or text on in now.
Well, today's the first day of school, and I don't really have any holidays to make you feel any better, but it is National Raspberries and Cream Day, so maybe eat raspberries and cream. I don't know what you do with your free time.
That's even worse than back to school.
6:55, here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 94 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. Winds north, 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs make it into the middle 90s. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 73. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy saving tips during hot summer months. Install programmable thermostats that automatically adjust temperatures for optimal comfort and energy savings. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
Good morning. Right now the big story remains out in Wilson County. We had that overnight crash involving a truck that spilled its load out there on 40 eastbound just past 840. Again, that's out in Wilson County, just outside of Lebanon. Now it's heavy coming westbound. A little bit of rubbernecking blocking taking place this morning in the westbound lanes out there on I-40. Traffic's on the increase through Dixon County, I-40 going east up towards Kingston Springs. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. They're also hiring in all their locations. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at TireWorld.us.
Bob Ferris enjoys life at Adams Place.
I do physical therapy here and ride the bicycle. This morning I rode the bicycle for 20 minutes. At Adams Place, I enjoy the friendship. We have a good time.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
I'm really excited to announce that Lisa, Trevor, and I just got back from market. We were in Las Vegas picking out all new things to show you guys. Brand new stock of gold earrings, fashion pieces. I mean, I can't even name everything that we saw that we cannot wait to show you guys. So come visit us at Bell Jewelers and see all the new pieces that we picked out for you. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, my time is over now. But Brian Barrett's going to check back with you in just about 15 minutes.
Yep.
Melissa Bryant-Middleton, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, as this is her first day as principal at Northfield Elementary. And you're going to get some flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts in just a little bit. Just today, sometime.
Sure.
Yeah.
And News Radio WGNS.
And if you know somebody you'd like to nominate as our Good Neighbor of the Day, it's really easy to get that in. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go on to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. WGNSradio.com/birthdays so you can get your birthdays or anniversaries into us. You can also call or text the same number, 615-893-1450. And with that birthday giveaway, we're going to give away some banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
And boy, is it good. You'll need to try it if you haven't. We're checking world news next on WGNS, and that is brought to you by CBS. It's the CBS World News Roundup.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
It's 7 o'clock. Stay tuned now for the news.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Democratic ticket hits the road.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me.
Iran-linked plot to kill U.S. leaders.
Law enforcement intelligence leapt into action.
Charges in Milwaukee hotel death.
These people are on camera taking my husband's life.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the newly minted Democratic presidential ticket rolled out yesterday and rolls on today to battleground states that are considered the keys to victory in November. CBS's Nancy Cordes says a Philadelphia rally introduced voters to her running mate.
Tim Walz will be ready on day one.
Vice President Harris hailed her new running mate as a veteran, six-term congressman and two-term governor, who is prepared to take on their rivals.
Tim and I have a message for Trump and others who want to turn back the clock on our fundamental freedoms. We're not going back.
Sources close to the campaign say it was Walz's leadership experience, his rapport with Harris, and his communication skills that earned him the spot.
Make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
It was Walz who first dubbed the Republican nominees weird 2 weeks ago. It caught fire with Democrats, so he brought it back last night.
These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see. That's what you see.
Former President Donald Trump called Harris and Walz the most radical left duo in American history.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on the Walz record.
Critics blamed him for a flat-footed response in 2020 to violence sparked by George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis. People we spoke to in his St. Paul neighborhood admitted he could have done more faster.
I think kind of the buck got passed, but... I think you live and learn.
Walz did enact a series of police reforms, including a ban on chokeholds. More recently, Walz signed bills expanding school meals programs, banning conversion therapy for minors, and protecting abortion services.
Tropical Storm Debbie is churning off the coast of the Carolinas, dumping heavy rain, and forecasters say it could intensify before moving inland. CBS's Christian Benavides says the storm drenched Georgia.
It was a real loud boom, and it rocked the house.
Shakina Conyers told us she and her four children woke up Tuesday with a downed tree in their home as Tropical Storm Debbie slammed Savannah with powerful winds and up to 10 inches of rain. The heavy rains turned roads into rivers across coastal Georgia as Debbie churned northeast with as much as 25 inches of rain expected by Friday in parts of the Carolinas.
Now the latest on a plot with alleged links to Iran targeting U.S. officials. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The complaint accuses Pakistani man Asif Merchant, allegedly tied to Iran, of orchestrating a plan to assassinate government officials on U.S. soil. One of those officials, former President Donald Trump. The complaint alleges Merchant traveled to New York in April, contacting a potential business partner to assist him with rounding up hitmen. Instead, that individual alerted the FBI and began working with investigators as a confidential source.
Now to Milwaukee, where four men have been charged in the death of a black man outside a hotel. CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Four former Milwaukee Hyatt Hotel employees allegedly seen in video pinning Devontae Mitchell down before his death each face a charge of felony murder.
What happens when you go into the ladies' hotel?
Mitchell died on June 30th after surveillance video shows him entering a woman's bathroom at the hotel. You can see one of the employees pull him out. They struggle. Then he punches Mitchell repeatedly before dragging him outside. The video then shows four men holding Mitchell on his stomach for 8 to 9 minutes while he begs for help. Mitchell's family says while they are grateful for the charges, they aren't done fighting for justice.
And we're going to keep protesting and showing support for my brother until we see this thing straight through.
At the Summer Games, on the track, 27-year-old Gabby Thomas won gold in the 200 meters, and in the men's 1500 meters, American Cole Hocker won a surprise gold. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the second time this political season, millions in pro-Israel money has helped defeat a Democratic congressional incumbent in a primary, a member of the group of lawmakers known as the Squad. Cori Bush lost in Missouri to prosecutor Wesley Bell.
Wesley Bell raised more from APAC's PAC in hard money than Bush raised overall in her campaign fending off the challenger.
David Moore of the independent news outlet Sludge, earlier in New York, Gaza and support for Israel was seen as a key factor in Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman's primary defeat. People in a large area of Southern California say they felt it, a magnitude 5.2 earthquake.
Immediately it shook for a bit and we're like, whoa, what was that?
I was driving, it was just shaking. It felt like I was going to fall off my bike.
The quake was centered about 85 miles northwest of Los Angeles. No reports of major damage or injury. For the first time in nearly half a century, the EPA has taken emergency action to suspend the use of a pesticide. It's known by the shorthand DCPA. It's been found to cause irreversible damage to fetuses when exposed in utero. On the Health Watch, CBS's Matt Piper tells us there's a new look at the mental health of teenagers.
The CDC report looks at the behaviors and experiences of high schoolers nationwide. And comparing 2021 to 2023, CDC Dr. Kathleen Ethier says the report found a decrease in the number of girls saying they were depressed, as well as a decrease in black youth attempting suicide.
I think some of it is coming out of the pandemic and reconnecting young people to the sources of support in their communities and in their schools.
But on the other end, 16% of girls and nearly 20% of LGBTQ teens said they skipped school over safety at or on the way to school.
Workers at the first unionized Apple store have ratified a contract with the company. It covers 85 employees at a store in Towson, Maryland. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox won a game for the first time in about a month.
The streak is over!
On NBC Sports Chicago, a 5-1 win over Oakland stopped the losing streak at 21 games, tied for most in American League history. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. Stop by and grab some Toots Buffalo Chicken Wings before your next sporting event. Call one of our locations today. Toots. Don't forget to add an order of fried dill pickles to your order. Toots. Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our four Rutherford County locations. Toots. The Original on Broad Street and Medical Center, Toots South on Highway 231, Toots West on Highway 96, or in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
Good food and fun!
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 94 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. Winds north 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs make it into the middle 90s. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 73. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morning, I'm looking at an accident involving some injuries. It's going to be on 65 northbound, right there at the 6524 interchange. That's going to be just before you get up to Dickerson Pike. Now traffic slow between Trinity Lane and Dickerson Pike on 65 going northbound. Still working this truck crash that happened overnight on 40 East out here in Wilson County. What a mess. They're just past 840 on 40 going eastbound. Havenly Showers, your curbless shower specialist. Transform your bathroom with a tub. Curbless shower conversion, havenlyshowers.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
LaGreen's Masonry is a local family business. They build quality brick mailboxes. LaGreen's Masonry has over 19 years' experience, and they're A-plus rated by the BBB. Check their website, lagreensmasonry.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 12 minutes after 7. It is back to school day. Yes, indeed.
Ugh.
I was trying to, you know, be excited for all those kiddos out there.
It is. It's a great, most kids really want to go back to school.
Yeah, and boy, do their parents want them to go back too.
And I think teachers really like going back too. I mean, I think they've had... they've already been in their classroom since like last of June, you know, getting their room ready for the next year. You know, I always thought that was so crazy. I would tell them, I said, don't go in there till after the 4th of July. You'll have plenty of time to get all your rooms together. And, you know, and they still come in like June 20th, June 15th. Sorry.
That's all good.
You just kind of left me there.
I was reading something.
No.
I had a note passed to me in class.
Oh.
So
that's
it is
what you did in school.
Back to school day
you
today.
You know how your father, what kind of student your father was in class?
A great student.
I could imagine him being a little bit of a...
Oh, yes.
Teacher's pet.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll use that terminology.
Not necessarily in my room, but in everybody else's classroom, he was the...
A little discoloration on his nose.
I was a second rower in your room. That's where all of the people he wanted to put in their place was.
Not all of them on the front row were, no, that's not true. A lot of them was for discipline, too. You had to watch them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you were so tall. Yeah. If I put you on the front row, I couldn't see the rest of the row.
He was tall back in school?
Yeah, he was one of the tallest guys in
at that time
on campus. Mm. He was big man on campus.
I got the front row like one day or something when he was mad at somebody, you know. But
I don't know. I don't understand. You weren't in the front row in any other rooms, right? Right?
No. Most of the time it was alphabetical order, and I was right up front with the B last
name.
That
was your problem then,
John. Yeah. Understand? He kissed up to you so much that here you are. What, 40 years later, almost?
Thinking I still owe him?
And now you're still together. How many other student-teacher combinations can say that?
No, it's an interesting story. I use it on almost every time. If I have to do a speech or anything, I always bring you up.
Do you?
Yeah. You're part of that story.
Yeah.
Of a teacher-student relationship that should have been over 40 years ago.
And the mistakes you made along the way.
And it's still going. I moved and he found me, you know.
Oh, Lordy. Well, speaking of back to school, we're celebrating back to school with our song of the day. Here's one from the Ramones. So that's the Ramones, Rock and Roll High School, from the movie Rock and Roll High School, right?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
The Ramones were big around, I think, 79, 78, 79, 80, 81, somewhere. Mm-hmm. They were kind of an alternative rock group. Stayed around a long time, though.
Yeah. I like the Ramones.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that kind of like experimental
they
type.
They got a unique sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On another subject.
Oh, okay. Enough of the Ramones.
No, I don't have anything to pass along about them. My daughter bought some laundry things, you know, like detergent and stuff, and she bought one that was behind another something in there, like the laundry pods, and I didn't know it was there until like earlier this week, and it was a can of Downy Wrinkle Release. Have you ever used that stuff?
No. Does it work?
Man, it was amazing.
You put it in the wash?
No. You just spray it on.
Oh, yeah. I have used that.
And like...
You said... I thought you...
After you... They come out of the dryer?
You can do it then, but I put my shirt on and it was wrinkled, so I just sprayed it on it and...
And you wipe it. Yeah, that's what you do. Wipe you spray it.
I could just see him doing that.
And wipe it away.
Hey, I'm going to church.
Because those shirts right there, that t-shirt that you're wearing, yeah, gets super wrinkly. And so that's what I would do. I'd...
Yeah, all the t-shirts kind of...
You just wipe it and unless the wrinkles disappear. It,
unless you fold your t-shirts up and...
Or if you roll them. Rolling does a pretty good job. Yeah.
But I mean, you put that on, just do a quick... And all of a sudden, and it smells good because it's Downy.
Yeah. Oh, well, then you probably need the breath take that everywhere you go.
Mine
do
was
they have
unscented.
Those portable bottles for the car?
It's pretty good stuff, actually. It's I want to make fun of you, but I can't.
Do you have to spray it all over? I mean,
I just did like a couple of quick sprays and just went and wrinkles gone. I was amazed by it.
What about for your face?
No, that
won't get rid of wrinkles in your face.
There's a procedure called Botox.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It is the Downy wrinkle
remover.
Matt
Gaetz has had Botox, didn't he?
You know what's interesting? I'm finding out.
Did you find out anything about that?
As an adult,
I didn't.
So many more people have gotten Botox than I would have ever expected.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was just like a Hollywood celebrity thing, but no, people,
and
you just know.
It can swell your face, but then it goes down.
Uh-huh.
But I think Matt did that during the Republican convention because his eyebrows were up high. And I'm like, what in the world is going on with him?
Yeah, we talked about that. Nothing
was ever said.
John, you've said this 6 times in a row already.
What's my name?
Where am I?
Is this my hour or his hour? Okay.
Well, I know that if you live in the state of Tennessee, Nevada, Texas, or Michigan, WalletHub says it has those states have the most people who struggle with money.
Why?
They don't know me.
It's just from the survey they did. But if you live in Wisconsin, Connecticut, Iowa, and New Hampshire, you have the least money struggles.
I wonder how much of that has to do with like teaching finance in public education.
Well, this was apparently based off of factors like credit scores, bankruptcies, and the amount of people with banking accounts that are overdrawn.
Hmm.
So Tennessee was pretty high on that WalletHub list.
I don't know why. I mean, I can't explain it.
I don't either.
That's why I looked at you for that, but you have nothing to say about struggling with money in Tennessee?
Oh, I've got plenty to say about struggling with money in Tennessee.
I thought so.
Low pay, high rent.
Yes. Or mortgage. Don't buy a house.
Don't. Sports news and then random questions.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
At the Olympics, U.S. men's basketball team won its quarterfinal game against Brazil 122-87. Devin Booker had 18 points. Anthony Edwards, 17 points to lead the way. Up next for the U.S. men, a semifinal match against Serbia. U.S. women's soccer team beat Germany 1-0 on a Sophia Smith goal in extra time to advance the gold medal match. They'll face Brazil on Saturday. In baseball, the White Sox snapped their 21-game losing skid with a 5-1 win over the A's. Battle of division leaders had the Phillies over the Dodgers 6-2. Astros beat the Rangers 4-2. Houston starter Framber Valdez was one out away from a no-hitter before Corey Seager hit a 2-run homer. Houston with the win, though, moves a half game back of Seattle for the top spot in the AL West because the Mariners lost to the Tigers 4-2. Yankees and Angels were rained out in the Bronx, but the Orioles lost to the Blue Jays 5-2. That moves New York into the top spot in the AL East. Baltimore falls a half game back.
We're talking with Mary Ellen Evans. Why did you choose Adams Place?
Mostly based on a realization that I wouldn't find anything more beautiful. That the architecture is superb, elegant, and the people are caring. The residents, they consider it one family. I mean, this is just an unbelievable combination of good things.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Boots, Boots, Boots. French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style and unbeatable prices. French's famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. Come see why French's has been Tennessee's favorite place to shop since 1903. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear at French's Shoes and Boots.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 7:22. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And it's time for Random Questions. That's correct. And this is where we just pop some questions to you. And you give out your answer. You can play this on your car.
Yeah, you can shout out the answers over us.
Yeah, here we go. How many countries have you visited?
Two.
One, the United States.
Never been out of the United States?
I have not.
I haven't either, buddy. That's why we have something in common. The only thing. How do you feel about pets and animals?
I like them. Yeah. I've been into fish. I like fish. Dogs. Not a big cat person. Anything outside of that, like fish and dogs.
Brian's a cat person.
Anything.
Brian likes cats.
No. Oh. Very much a dog person.
In my mind, anything that has to live its life in like a cage, like a rabbit or a gerbil, I'm not super into that.
No.
But.
You need that affection, that love. And
yeah. Well, and more for the animal too. Like that just seems. Yeah. You know.
If you had to delete all but three apps from your smartphone.
Oh no.
I knew this would be tough for you. Which one would you keep?
Text, call, Spotify. Those are my three.
I'd have to agree with that.
That's basically all I use at this point. I try not to check my... I do have my work email on my phone. I try not to check it, and I don't have any social media or anything. So,
well, I'm thinking that those are all stock, so I would keep all of those anyway.
No.
I think
the question says, if you had to delete all but three apps from your smartphone...
Well, gosh, that takes two of the three away. You got to text and call.
Okay, so you get to pick one more.
That stinks. That's not fun. My weather app, I guess.
Well, I thought it was going to be Team Up, where you let me know when I'm supposed to be at work.
Oh, I was trying to base it anything I can do from a computer that I, you know, like email or whatever. I'll just do that on my computer, but, you know, keep it on my phone.
Sad. I'm on Facebook way too much, just scrolling through. I need to get rid
Doom
of that.
Doom scrolling, they call it.
I need to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Taking up too much of my time. What two normal activities would be really weird if you did them back to back? That's hard. That's a hard question.
It's got to be in this order. Taking a shower and then exercising. It'd be weird to do back to back. You're going to get all like sweaty and you're going to need to shower again. Why would you do it?
Eating and then swimming.
You'll get a stomach cramp.
Yeah.
Gotta wait 30 minutes, which is a wives' tale.
What is your favorite game of all time?
Random Questions, John.
Wow.
I like Trouble.
Trouble's good. I played a game. I've played it several times, and it's so much fun. It's called Secret Hitler, which sounds horrible, but it's actually super, super fun. It's a board game.
Okay. Name a song that makes you happy.
Can't stop the feeling. Justin Timberlake?
Anything by Kanye West brings just joy to my face.
Wow.
If you could make one wish come true right now, what would it be?
Multimillionaire.
Okay.
I want to be a multi-trillionaire. Oh. I'm going to have more money than you.
Look at you all greedy.
If you were coming out onto a stage, what would your entrance theme song be?
Anything by Kanye West.
Can't stop the feeling for you?
I'd come out with my Rutherford Issues theme.
There's a Rutherford Issues theme. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Never asked that question again. Oh, I don't know if I... Okay, name a four-letter word that starts with the letter B. Four letters.
Ben. B-E-E-N.
Wow, he jumped on the gun on that quick, yeah.
Barf. B-A-R-F.
How about bull? B-U-L-L.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you could be anywhere in the world right now, where would you be?
Anywhere but here. No, I love being... I would be right here with the two of you.
I would be on the beach.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What would you like to do when you retire?
Go to the beach?
Forget about you.
Well, I guess that's true. Probably be working here.
I don't
here
think I'll ever get to retire.
Die behind the console.
Well, mine would be never do this show. Okay, but anyway.
Here you are.
Here we are.
Yet here you are.
If you could choose your nickname, what would it be?
Rumpelstiltskin.
My favorite nickname I've ever received, I got on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic, and it was El Jefe, which is Spanish for the boss. That's what I would like to be known as.
I'd like to be called Dink. I like Dink. Mm. Dink better than anything.
Oh, we could do that, Dink.
Okay, John Boy. If you had to teach a class at one thing, what would you teach?
Probably the Bible. I could do something about, one of my favorite things I've ever got the chance to teach was we did a track on contemporary issues at church, and that was really fun to teach.
Maybe a broadcasting class, show you
that'd
how not to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good.
And that's Random Questions for today.
Hi, this is Ryan with Tire World Laverne. Here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County, we welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts, along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
Our daughter moved here, and she wanted us to come down so she could take care of us. And so she put us here, and we love it.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
The location here is excellent. Shopping, doctor's appointments, anything you want to do is right here.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
We just love it here.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30. Good Wednesday morning. Back to school Wednesday.
And Dan Russell, Jim Harding have birthdays today, along with Rachel Schramm, John Hinkle, Larry Williams, Kelly Northcutt, Ricky Gannon, and Bobby Harding. And what do our birthday winners win if we pick you?
A delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. Hopefully going to... No, I don't want to say that. Anybody can win. But my grandfather-in-law is on this list.
Oh, yes,
83 today, I think.
Anybody can win except us three.
Correct. But if you have a birthday, get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. Delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue is the prize.
Yeah, but your time is running out. Actually, your time is up. So got to call or text now and get in on the birthday club this morning. We're checking news, traffic, and weather for you.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 94 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows drop to 72. Winds north 5 to 10. Thursday, lots more sunshine. Highs make it into the middle 90s. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 73. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Still kind of off of this accident with injuries from earlier. It is moving better now. 65 northbound just before you get up to Dickerson Pike. It's still a mess because of that overnight truck crash in Wilson County. One person was killed on I-40 eastbound there just past 840. It's a mess at Highway 109 at Leeville Pike there in Wilson County with some power lines down. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. Order online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. As the summer is ending, football is beginning. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders take on their cross-state rival Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles in the 2024-25 season home opener at MTSU's Floyd Stadium. It's August 31st at 6 p.m., and it'll be the first game for new head coach Derek Mason, hired in December of 23. Chip Walters, the voice of the Blue Raiders, recalls the rivalry between the two schools from his time as a student.
In those days, the level of the creativity in the rivalry was outstanding. And even during, you know, my days living in Smith Hall in 1981 and 82, there were things going on.
The Blue Raiders hold a 36-31-7 all-time series lead over the Golden Eagles. You'll be able to hear the game with Chip Walters and Joe Dubin on WGNS and WGNSradio.com. The Tennessee Valley Authority's STEM Classroom Grant Program for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Education is now open for applications through September 15th. The program is providing $1.5 million to fund STEM learning projects in classrooms and schools across TVA's 7-state service area and is sponsored by TVA in partnership with the TVA Retiree Organization, Bicentennial Volunteers Incorporated. More details are available on our website, WGNSradio.com. The annual Hummingbird Festival will return to Murfreesboro later this month at Barfield Crescent Park. The event is free and runs from 7:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. August 31st. News on demand 24/7 at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah. We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Families love Adams Place.
My daughter kept telling me that she wanted me to come to Adams Place. And I came here to look at the rooms. I decided to stay. And I'm not one bit sorry because I've been very well taken care of. And I have been very happy that I did come to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want
want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on The Wake Up Crew. Our time is 7:35, and it's time for a tier list.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And today we're going to be ranking fast food hamburgers. Few rules, qualifiers leading in. We are just ranking the normal, traditional hamburger from these places. Pickles, onions, tomato, mustard, ketchup, whatever. And we are not factoring in price because there are varying price points from all of these places. Does that sound good to everyone?
Yep.
We'll start from S tier is like the cream of the crop, best of the best, all the way through D. So A, B, C, D. Are we ready?
Sure. Yes.
Let's do it. We're going to kick it off with probably my favorite, which is a Steak and Shake burger.
They're really, really good.
I think their seasoning is good. Their buns are good. Their pickles, they use the long pickles, so you get pickle in every bite.
Yeah, are you trying to convince me? Or
just talking. I would put it at an S. What do you think? You're the tiebreaker.
I would say out of the list of the ones we're going to look at, I would say an S.
Okay.
S tier it is. Our first S tier. Sonic Cheeseburger is up next.
They're too small.
They're okay.
Shake and bake. Oh, what? What is it?
Sonic.
They're
not bad.
They're not bad. You got to be in a mood for one. I
get
think.
A craving for them every now and then. You order it without mayonnaise, and they put it on anyway.
I really probably could go C, but I can go B. I'm not going to give it an A.
It's between B and C for me.
I'll say C.
C? All right. C for Sonic.
They've got a lot of things on their menu better than their burgers,
yes.
I think.
Yeah. Wendy's. Square.
Yeah.
That makes them different.
Not as good as they used to be, I don't think, for some reason.
And this is not the Baconator. This is just a standard Wendy's cheeseburger.
They're not as good as they used to be. I'll go B.
B? What are you thinking?
I am going to say B. I could go an A, but I'll say B.
So it's up to you.
Yeah, I can go B. I'll probably lean B. Dairy Queen.
Underrated.
Underrated. If we were factoring in price, best bang for your buck, but we're not.
I'm going B.
B?
It's solid B, I think.
Burger King. It's in the name.
Well, we're going to have differing opinions here, I think.
It's just their regular burger now, not the Whopper.
Yeah. And it's not the Whopper?
Yeah, just their standard cheeseburger.
Okay.
And it's not... I don't dislike it.
I'm going to go B.
It's at least a B. Yeah. Mm.
Now, if a Whopper's on there, I'm going to go A.
Okay. Well, both of you at B. I probably would have put it at C, personally.
Okay.
Just to, you know. Culver's Butterburger. A little dry, but really good, I think.
See, I don't know that I've ever... Is the Butterburger, is that their base burger?
Yes, their Butterburger is like their normal burger.
Okay.
I'm going to go A. I like theirs.
I think I could go A. Yeah.
They're
really
not fattening.
Good.
They don't feel fattening either, for some reason.
No, and they got those wonderful buns. Yeah. They're very good.
Not an S, though.
Not quite an S. Not quite. McDonald's. So this would be their hamburger or cheeseburger. So it's like the McDouble... But one patty.
I like their cheeseburgers.
I mean, they're good. They have a very...
I'm going to go A.
They're a very specific flavor.
Yeah, I'm going to go A.
It's almost like a different flavor from a normal hamburger, but it's good.
Yeah. A for me.
It's Megan's favorite meal of all time, actually.
Is that right?
Yep. The two cheeseburger meal at McDonald's. Whataburger.
B.
B? I'd probably go C.
Well,
I've only had two, so I don't really.
Probably C.
C?
Wow.
Five Guys.
That overruled.
It's a mean hamburger.
I'm going S.
I would probably put it in an S, too.
I don't think you can put it anywhere but an S.
Oh, wow. That surprised me.
And a Hardee's cheeseburger.
B.
B?
I think maybe a bit underrated, too.
Yeah. I would say.
I could lean A, but I'm closer to B, probably.
No,
so it's up
I'm
to
probably
you.
Going B.
Cool.
Not an A for that one.
So to go over our list really quickly, at an S tier, Steak and Shake and Five Guys. At
That's
an A
super.
Tier, Culver's, and McDonald's. At a B-tier, Wendy's, Dairy Queen, Burger King, and Hardee's. And C-tier, Sonic and Whataburger.
And nobody got
no
D.
D's. No yeah. D's across the board.
And we know our burgers.
And Whataburger almost made B.
Almost. I got almost.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, General Manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and that's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Yes, you do. Going back to school again today. It is back to school day. And we're coming up on 7:43. Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, it's still summertime and it's still hot out there, and they've got some energy saving tips during these hot summer months. Well, if you install those programmable thermostats that automatically adjust temperatures, you'll have optimal comfort and energy savings. More tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Taking a look at today's Good Neighbor of the Day, it's back to school day for Melissa Bryant Miffleton. She is the good neighbor today, as this is her first day as principal over at Northfield Elementary. So today, as our good neighbor, she'll receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. You can send in your good neighbor nominations by texting simply the word neighbor to our phone number, 615-893-1450. You'll receive a reply from us. Just tap on the link, fill out the info, click submit. That's it. That's all. We'll have it after that. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day coming up real, real soon.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, dad joke back to me today after John did a superb rendering of Brett Rigsby's yesterday.
You don't need any more days off.
Yeah,
why is that?
I think it made you worse.
I think it hurt you.
Well, here's today's dad joke. You know, Bugs Bunny won't accept files through Google Docs.
Really?
Yeah, he only takes what's up, Doc?
Replay. I mean, it's the worst joke in the history of the show, I think. It got an average of 0.5.
I couldn't go higher than a 1.
Well,
I couldn't your go. Jokes are amazing.
Not this one.
I think he's paying Alan. I do. I think he's paying him.
I think Alan, I want to hear his response to this joke.
He's offered him something. Yeah, if you're out there, Alan, respond to that one. You tell me that one's amazing,
it's
Alan.
It's just such a niche joke, you know? Like, it's so niche.
Everybody knows Bugs Bunny. People use Google Docs. It's WhatsApp, Doc. Come on. What have we learned today? I've learned you guys are mean. Yes. Meanie pants.
I don't think I've ever been called meanie pants, but
keep me posted on how he does tomorrow. I'm nervous.
Oh, I'll get a text. I'll get a text. If it's good, I'll be reprimanded by the assistant fire, the fire chief at one time.
Well, I meant how his joke is tomorrow when I'm not here.
Oh,
let me know how it goes.
I tend to be a little easier when you're not here. Yeah. But
we should have used that one tomorrow. What did we learn today? It's back to school day.
We ranked fast food hamburgers. That was the last thing we did.
Yeah, that was like 2 minutes ago.
You did pretty good on random questions today, too, boys.
Thank you.
It was a pretty good day. No hesitation. Brian actually answered the question, so that worked out pretty well.
Wallet Hub says Tennessee has the poorest people.
Amen.
People that struggle with money making
ends
meet.
Can't argue that, can you?
Nope. What else did we talk about? It's hump day. Back to school.
Yeah, we did something in the morning, that 6 o'clock hour, but Brian never remembers anything we do on it.
Well, I think that was pretty much the
back to school.
We talked a lot about back to school, yeah.
When John also talked about losing his memory.
Huh?
What?
Forgot about it already?
When did we talk about that?
Well, not yesterday? No, today. Okay.
John, you've said that.
I'm old. I'm old.
Well, if you want to listen back to the podcast, you can do that.
Where's
WGNSradio.com under podcast and
What's
Wake Up Crew.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, instead of replacing Don Rickles, Disney went through 25 years of his recorded material to assemble enough dialogue for Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story 4.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
So that's how he was on that. All right, enjoy back to school day. Here's the Ramones as our song of the day. Rock, 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 rock. That'll wrap us up here on this Wednesday. John and I'll be